because that parcel is already, do you own that and lease that, or is that?
Well, I mean, I just bought the whole piece of property from the lady. She had the square too. Okay. It was just a section off for the billboard.
It's a lease.
Does she, the reason I'm asking is would he have to go through, I think to go along with what Sheila was saying, is it already a pre-existing?
Well, legal non-conforming, when a billboard gets to a certain percentage of, you know, falling down, they need to get a permit. So
to put it back up.
Correct. So
he can't even repair it.
No. So he's the point that he needed to get a permit, and thus.
So if it has to be zoned for ag.
Correct.
To have the billboard.
Yes.
Then when we zoned it, if the billboard was there, but you said it was non-conforming.
It's legal non-conforming. Legal. So it.
And that's why.
That's kind of a long term for
grandfather.
Grandfather. Yeah. Thank you.
And that's why it wasn't zoned at that time.
Correct.
It'd been.
Okay. Is there any other questions for the applicant?
I was just thinking with the pole still there, if he was able to just repair it, fix it, maintenance.
Mm-hmm. With all of that said.
Then you wouldn't have to go through the process.
Yeah. That's what I had thought before. Yeah. I didn't know why, because it was already there, you know, had to.
Yeah. So is there anyone else in the audience that wishes to speak on this? No? Okay. Well, at this time, I would close the public hearing if there's no further discussion with the commission. Okay. And we'll go to a vote.
Move to approve order number 916-2024-01, changing the parcel from R1 to A1.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
You too.
You too.
All right.
Okay, so your second item, I'll have Mr. Stice address, but it would be order 0916-2024-02. It's your swimming pool amendment in the construction permit section of 003.120, which I think you guys got in your packet to look over. And
good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. So what we have here is a proposal to do an amendment to our current regs. It's under construction permit 003.000. Specifically, it's section 003.120. And we have it pulled up here on the screen. The way it's stated before, we had yeses and nos all in the same grouping. So what I did was I split it out. You can see I slashed through the bottom line and added some different verbiage. But essentially it is to not require a permit for pool placement as long as the pool is above ground or not in a structure.
Okay.
In ground too, I apologize. In ground, above ground, as long as it's not in a structure.
So an in-ground pool also would.
Yes, yes.
And of course, I'm assuming that there's other requirements that it can be so not so close to the neighbor, so many feet from a neighbor property line.
Still has to meet all the setback requirements.
It should, but we wouldn't regulate that. So that would be something you need to consider. It should meet those requirements, but we would not regulate it, not being out there doing the permits.
Since it wouldn't be a permitted process.
Right. So, you know, being complaint-driven, there's a lot of these that are out there that, you know, are sliding by anyway. So we just took more of a holistic approach and thought, you know, maybe we should just, you know, let it simplify the process.
But now if there's requirements on in a neighborhood that you can't build closer than so many feet or whatever, they have to go through the Board of Adjustments now, don't they, for anything?
If they want an exception to the rules, you would, yes. But since we're not regulating it, no, this would just be, you know, a pool that you could put in. That is one of the issues that
I think the problem you guys are running into is people go to Menards, Walmart, wherever, buy a pool, put it up, and then the expectation, nobody thinks they have to go get a permit to put an above-ground pool in for the kids for a summer. I think that's the intent of this, is just to clean that up.
Yeah, clean up the, you know, we're complaint-driven, so we're not driving around looking for everybody that did exactly that. And so we're just trying to clean up the process on our end.
On above ground, I could thoroughly see that. On an underground, I would think that you would, if you had a neighbor that was going to put in a pool, I would think that you would want control of how close they could come to your property line in that, or that they might dig into some water, something that's existing there, wetlands. So,
sure, I could see that. I mean,
for underground,
supposed to call for any kind of digging and get locates and everything.
Yeah, but above ground, I can't see any need.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is the change is just because you also have no construction permit is required for agricultural structure?
That was there in the existing.
Okay.
So I broke out yeses and nos and two different things just to clean up the verbiage so it's a little smoother to read. If you read what I stroke through, it's kind of it's a yes and a no in the same sentence.
Okay. I think I would have to lean more towards the side of when I originally found it, I thought it was above ground pools, because I mean, most in ground pools, that's a construction process. So is it feasible, possible to take that out and make it to where in grounds have to be permitted, but above grounds don't?
Certainly. Yeah.
I mean, me personally, I feel like that is probably, and it's just a permitting process. The health department outside of that is the one that's going to be regulating.
Yes, Health and Senior Services regulates it, so that wouldn't change either way.
Right.
How
so,
the process works right now.
Well, I think I'm leaning towards the point of do the above grounds, no permitting, but anything in ground, that way it does keep it to the setback regulations for. And yeah. I think the number of those are far fewer than the above ground.
Yes, right, I think so.
And it's such a cost prohibitive thing that, you know, it's an expensive deal to do a pool, so more than likely they're doing new construction or something along those lines when they're doing that, so that could be a simple add-on.
If they do the in-ground, do they have to go through the health department to
yes.
permit and do that before they can do it?
They would. I would assume, since it's a state-run organization, that, you know, they probably don't come out and actually do this and that, but yes, they do regulate it. I doubt they make every in-ground pool in the state, but they do have guidelines that it's under this.
So if I wanted to build an in-ground pool, if we went through it the way it's written, then it would be my obligation to contact the health department, let them know that I was putting an in-ground pool in. Otherwise, I could possibly be reprimanded by the health department, senior services, for not contacting them, letting them know. So there is a...
And I'm sure they've got a list of you know, spec requirements on fencing and stuff that we don't regulate also, but they do. So that's under your...
My concern...
Go ahead.
My concern on the in-ground, I think, is simply how close you, if you were not regulated, how close you'd be to the property owner that you might cause some damage there.
And the permanent factor of it, whereas most of your above-ground pools in a day can be moved, whatever, to accommodate any...
Yeah, honestly, never knew that above-ground pool had to go through planning and zoning.
Yes, it does.
Yes,
it does. That's part of what we're trying to clean up. Mm-hmm. There's a lot out there that's never caught, and then maybe the few that do make it in, maybe we're kind of discriminating because no one else is doing it. So that's
I'll add until all this came up, I didn't.
Yeah.
Was there a reason why in-ground was included in this?
We just tried to grab everything with residential and saying if it's a commercial in-ground, then it wasn't, but... It can go either, you know, whatever you guys think is fine.
Was this brought up during the Plan Zoning Board's discussion?
Yeah, they had some of the same concerns.
To separate the two, though? Did they bring it up to separate whether it's above ground or in ground?
No, I think they just Mm-hmm. It was more cut and dry. They didn't dig quite this deep.
Okay.
I definitely do not see that the above ground pool needs to be part of planning and zoning.
I don't either. I'm wanting to make sure that we're not unintended consequences on the in ground. I just want to make sure I'm not missing something.
Right.
As far as
if we were to remove in ground to where they had to get that permitted, does that cause other issues that we're not thinking about?
I don't think so. No, we could just. I think that's a very valid point. We could just regulate the in ground for setbacks and make sure it's where it needs to be. And like I said, the above ground is more of a temporary.
I've had two in grounds this last year. One of them was in the floodplain, so we had to do some fencing requirements on it. It had to be a certain where the water could flow through it. So no, I don't see a problem with regulating the in-ground.
And the number of them is minimal.
Correct. Right.
Yeah, you're talking a lot larger investment.
Yeah, structure usually too. Because mm-hmm. You're talking about roughly a nine-foot pool would need a permit. I just went and did the math here. What? How many square feet? Yeah. Any structure more than 100 square feet is supposed to get a permit. So you're talking, if you got a horse tank as your swimming pool, you're technically supposed to get a permit for that horse tank.
And there's quite an expense of putting one in ground too.
So but you're in ground, yeah.
A lot of research.
Mm-hmm. The other part of the in ground that we ran into, and it's been quite a few years that we did permit one, we thought we knew where the septic was, and they started digging, and the septic had got moved, and whew, they dug right into their lateral field.
That's my concern.
Bam! I mean, they had to move it. They had to move their lateral field because they had already dug into it.
Well, but that's still on the. Well, that's on the contractor.
It was.
The homeowner. Sure.
Yeah, it was.
But it is a more invasive construction process.
Yeah. Definitely. As long as it meets our setbacks, we'll give a permit.
Yes.
As far as any resident, I mean any HOA or whatever, that's between them.
That's their regulation. Yes.
And then with that permit, how much is a permit?
$25 for a pool.
$25.
So if you're building a 100,000 plus pool.
That's what they cost anywhere here. So basic pool is $100,000.
Well, it's hard to find dirt to dig it in. Most everybody has to break rock to put one.
No, that doesn't include breaking rock.
Just, no, I know. It doesn't.
Just fill the rock with water.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fine with taking out the in ground.
And then just doing the above ground on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you want us to mark up? You want to mark up yours? Changes we've removed residential in ground,
mm-hmm.
So it only states above ground pools.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else with this adoption amendment?
Would you be okay with residential above ground?
Yeah, I think
you still say residential.
We'll yeah, we're just taking that gray part right there, in ground and is coming out.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. That's what I have marked out in my notes. Yeah.
So it'll still say residential above ground pools. No permit is needed.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll still treat this as a public hearing. Is there anybody that wishes to speak on this matter? Hearing none. I'll close the public comment. The public hearing section of this and go to a vote.
Move to approve order number 2024-02 with corrections or with amendments.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes our public hearing section and our planning and zoning request section. We will move on to our monthly budget report. With us this morning, we have Tane County Auditor, Mr. David Clark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Commission. I'm here to present the August monthly report. At the end of August, I have the total county funds at $67 million.